Welcome again, everybody, to Tom's Trail Tales. I am your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail, covering Michigan and Wisconsin. And thanks for joining me today as we put another entry in to the old podcast format, or audiobooks, however you want to call it, as we're going to hike Chequamegon and Nicolet National Forests and the Rainbow Lake Wilderness in northern Wisconsin. So this was a hike that I did back, I believe, in the year 2000, and it was a wonderful stretch of trail, and I'm going to tell you all about it. So the Chequamegon is a word, an Ojibwe word, for shallow water, and the Chequamegon itself is 865,000 acres, and it was created as the Nicolet Forest in 1933, but then the Nicolet and the Chequamegon were split into two different national forests in 1993, so it's been around almost 100 years. Most of its old-growth forests were logged off nearly a century ago and sold to homesteaders who tried to farm the droughty soil. So they quickly found the area was better suited for growing trees, and today it's second growth and it's maturing, a nice matrix of bogs, fields, muskeg lakes, and many wild rivers. The National Forest hosts most of the wildlife that makes it a truly wild place. There's wolves, there's bear, bald eagle, and even common loons. The area is also known for its human history, especially with the numerous Civilian Conservation Corps camps that dotted the area during the Great Depression. So the trail, it heads in a southwest direction towards the village of Drummond. This segment lent its name to the entire trail. Yes, long before the North Country Trail was established, this segment was known simply as the North Country Trail. The topography has been influenced by long ago volcanic activity, and the current landscape is crisscrossed by abandoned rail grades and roads, so paying attention to the trail markers is of paramount importance in this area. As when I hiked it, it was just after that terrible windstorm they had in 1999, I don't think I ever got lost. I lost the trail a few times, but you know, you want to pay attention on any hike you take. So, for about 7.5 miles, the trail cuts diagonally across the 7,000-plus acre Rainbow Lake Wilderness, and this was designated in 1975. And this wilderness is popular with various user groups and has several trails that are well worn and used. But remember, no trail markers, no trail maintenance in wilderness areas. So the main attraction here are the 15 lakes and numerous unnamed ponds that attract canoers and kayakers. So if you're through hiking, this will be your first wilderness area of several, and it is important to note that the trail markers are not permitted, as I had mentioned, nor is mechanized equipment, even to clear the trail of downfall. So as you're hiking through at the wilderness at the 4.2-mile mark, you'll come to a major portage trail, the Anderson Grade, which crosses the North Country Trail. And if you do not get turned around, the wilderness area is bordered on all sides by roads. So if you get lost, take a bearing, you'll end up at a road. Utilize the roads to get back on track if necessary. Full disclosure, this happened to me. So I got lost in there, and I don't say lost. I wasn't exactly sure of, am I on the right trail? And I ended up having to bushwhack out. I only missed a little chunk of the trail, but there's a lot of social trails near the edges of these wilderness areas, so that's where I was. I'd hiked through it. I was almost to the end. Kind of got turned around, hiked out to the road, found my way back. So this segment ends at US 63, just outside of Drummond, which has limited services. So along the way, there are plenty of places to trailside camp, and water is plentiful. And this area is prone to forest fire, so inquire with the local Forest Service District Office for an update on conditions before hiking and have a plan if there is a fire. How do you find this place? Well, access and parking opportunities, they're quite numerous in the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest. One can usually rely on pulling off to the side of a lightly used Forest Service road, finding a pullout, or using an abandoned logging road to park. The western trailhead is at County Road A and the Lake Ruth Trailhead. From Iron River and US 2, drive 4.5 miles south on CRA, just past the southern intersection between CRA and Bradfield Road, is the trailhead. The eastern or southeastern, if you will, access point is just outside the village of Drummond on US 63. From Drummond, drive 1.0 miles east on US 63 and double back on old US 63 west. The trailhead is a few hundred feet from the intersection. Other trailheads include Forest Road 231, drive south 8.6 miles from Iron River on County Road A, then turn east onto West Delta Road, which changes names to Forest Road 231. The trailhead is 4.2 miles from the intersection. And this is the northern access to the Rainbow Lake Wilderness, by the way. The southern access is Forest Road 392, and you'll take Delta Drummond Road north 4 miles, turning west or left onto Forest Road 392, and go about 3/4 mile from the intersection, and you'll find the trailhead. Along the way to the previous trailhead, by the way, you'll drive by the Delta Drummond Road trailhead, which is about 0.7 miles south of the intersection of Delta Drummond Road. So, plenty of access. So, Drummond, the town has financial services, there's a grocery store, a restaurant, modern campground, and sporting goods. So, that is a good place to resupply if you're on a long-distance hike. So, your hike starts off on an old logging road in Bayfield County Forest, and it's about 3/4 mile from the trailhead, and you'll cross over into the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest. It should be noted that the Northcutt Trail has significant gaps between roads in the Chequamegon-Nicolet at the time of this writing, many of which are miles apart, especially paved and or regularly used gravel roads. The trail heads south over heavily forested and rolling terrain, and the 1 mile mark, you'll cross Sears Road, 2.5 miles, you'll hit Muskie Lake Road, and at 4.9 miles, Kent Hook Lake Road. After crossing Kent Hook Lake Road, the trail will wind between several small ponds, lakes, wetlands, and a south east then easterly direction. At the 7.4 mile mark, cross Forest Road 228 and enter the Rainbow Lake Wilderness, a federally designated wilderness popular with anglers. There are several portage and spur trails in the wilderness, trust me, along with many social trails, trust me, by exploring anglers, hunters, and hikers looking for that perfect campsite. Note that the trail heads southeast, and the wilderness area is surrounded on all four sides by regularly used Forest Service road. So, again, to get turned around, just take a bearing and hike out to a road. The 9 mile mark, cross a spur trail, which could take you to a parking lot, 1.6 miles east, at Forest Road 227, if you so choose. Past Tower Lakes on your north, then Rainbow Lake on your south and west. At 12.6 miles and without any signage, you'll cross a portage trail. This trail leads to a parking lot on Forest Road 228 that is 2.1 miles to the west. Perch Lake Campground is 1.8 miles to the east. Continue southeast and take note of the lack of any forestry activities as the trees around you continue to grow and the forest recovers from the logging that took place here over 100 years ago. Pass Buffalo Lake immediately and past that intersection on the east, then Rainier Lake on your west, then Wishbone Lake on the east, less than 0.25 miles from the next road. So, again, lots of opportunities to camp along water, lots of water sources. You'll hit Forest Road 392 at the 14.7 mile mark, and that is a gravel Forest Service road. You'll leave the Rainbow Wilderness when you hit this road. So the trail will use an old railroad grade from this point south of Stratton Ponds for about a mile. At Delta Drummond Road, the 16.1 mile mark, the topography becomes noticeably different as the lakes you pass by are sitting in depressions and the landscape becomes hillier. Hike by the Rana and Essox Lakes, then pass by a small unnamed lake. 18-mile mark, cross Forest Road 397, also known as Cisco Lake Road. Continue hiking southeast through maturing forest, and the trail will turn southerly, and it'll cross a small stream. A side trail to the Drummond Interpretive Trail indicates you are almost a half a mile from a parking lot on Old US 63, where the Interpretive Trail makes its start. The area making up this interpretive trail was spared the axe during the logging boom. And there are trees here well over 200 years old, including basswoods, hemlock, and pines. And you'll reach the US 63 trailhead at the 20.7 mile mark just outside the village of Drummond, 1 mile to the east. So this is, again, a great spot to resupply. knowing that there's a town nearby. And in Drummond, there is a modern campground on Drummond Lake, and you'll find it by turning north on Drummond Lake Road into Drummond. And I like to point out that there's obviously a fan of cold-blooded creatures, because we have a Bufo Lake, and Bufo is the is a genus name for toads. One of the genus names for toads, true toads anyways, and Rana, which is, I believe it's a former genus name for true frogs, like the bullfrog. And, you know, I am a biologist, I do love my taxonomy, but these doggone taxonomists cannot make up their minds, and so I would have to do some further research to see if that information is still current. And we also had a Cisco Lake, which is, Cisco is the name of a fish, so there you go. All right, we're going to continue this hike again with hike number 29, the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest, and the Porcupine Lake Wilderness next time here on Tom's Trail Tales. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you again.